Hello.
Hey, Robert, this is Keaton. I was reaching out. I saw you submitted a web form for 144 Church Street out in Millboro. Am I calling you at a bad time?
No, man, no.
I got you. Yeah, I see you were trying to sell this property. You want
to? Well, I may consider selling it. I thought about it until I seen that senior filled out the form or whatever.
I got you. That's good to hear, man. Have you, did you end up selling those, the duplex out in Petersburg?
No, wrong person. I didn't have, that wasn't me.
That's not, oh, that wasn't you?
Nope.
It must have been a different Robert Ingram. All right.
That's fair, huh? Yep.
That's crazy. All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. My bad, man. I must have gotten you mistaken from somebody else.
Yep.
Well, could you you tell me a little bit more about the property, like what your time frame is looking like and how you'd like it all to go down?
How many? 29. Tell me it's 2,900 square feet. It's on an acre of property. And let me see, the property is a perfect square, man. It's fenced on three sides, and the main road in front, the Church Street. Let me see, half a mile from a from Millboro Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I say?
Built in 1900.
Yeah, it was built in 1910, I think it was.
That was
1900. 1900, she's saying.
Gotcha. Could you confirm the address for me? I'm trying to pull it up here.
Yeah, it's 144 Church Street, Millboro, Virginia, 24460. I'm sorry, did I go to those?
Millboro, Virginia, 24460. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let me see here.
I've done a lot of work to the property too, man.
Is that right?
Go ahead.
I was at the 4-bed, 2-bath. Is that what we're looking at?
Yep.
Gotcha. All right. You said you painted it. What else did you have you added to the?
Let me see, I paint the exterior of it, which I'm a contract painter, so I did the exterior. I built a humongous deck on the front of it. It's like it's all the way across. It's a four-square house is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, four-square, I think that's what they call it. It's 35 foot on each side. So I built a deck all the way across. And let me see, on the driveway side, way to the driveway, or just about to the driveway, and up the, if you're standing looking at the house from the road on the right-hand side of the property. When I got here, man, it was down in, like, the corner of the property. It was old fence and just all kinds of junk down in there. I cleaned all that up and got grass growing. Let me see, I've taken down about, I took down like five trees, old pine trees that were in the yard.
Some of these trees are the oldest in the county.
And yeah, so I took like five trees down, and I'm actually painting the inside of it right now.
Okay, I got you. So it sounds like no one's living in there right now.
Yeah, I'm living here. Yeah, I live.
Oh,
here.
You guys are living in it. Okay. So yeah. What's y'all's plan after you sell it?
I probably want to downsize, man. I actually bought this. Mm-hmm. I had custody of three of my grandchildren when I bought the home.
Okay.
And they're back with their parents now. And I don't know. I like it here and all, man. But I basically bought it because of the school, you know, like I said, half a mile, not even half a mile, maybe to the school.
I got you. And the kids aren't there anymore. I'm just saying, like, so the kids aren't there anymore, so y'all were looking to downsize. There's really no.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yep. Yep.
I wasn't ready to retire.
Do you guys know where you plan to move yet, or what you would do when you sell it?
Well, it's a little place in Goshen. I'm looking at. But yeah, I don't know. Depends on what kind of profit I get out of it.
I hear you.
I mean, I've got probably, I did like a $13,000 down payment on it. I've been paying on it. February would be 5 years.
2019.
So what's that? 4 years or five? I've been paying on it for 4 or 5 years now. So and plus, like I said, the payment. Deck, all the work I've done to it.
Mm-hmm. And you told me you've had it for about 5 years and you're still making payments on that?
Yes. Yeah.
I got you. Is it, you still have a decent sized mortgage on there or what is that looking like?
Well, it should, let me see. So I bought, when I bought it, man, what we get for it?
Oh, what?
No, how much I gave for the, we give for the property? It was 87. It was either 87 or 78,000. Pretty sure it was. I'll say 78, but I paid a, like I said, I done a $13,000 down payment,
mm-hmm.
and on it for 5 years now. So I'm in it, and it, just money wise, close to 40,000 probably, huh?
Assessed at 135.
I got you. So it's mortgage is looking around 45 that you still owe on it?
Yeah, maybe something. Yeah, something close
somewhere
to that.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the profits from the sale of this house, you were probably going to put that into, I'm assuming, a down payment to the next house, correct?
Yes.
Got you. Okay. I got you. And, I know you guys are in no rush or anything, but when would the ideal time for y'all to start the selling process be? Hello?